Ryan Sorensen came late to wrestling. He broke in last year as a junior and learned the ropes by partnering with Ryder Torgeson, who would go on to take second in state that year at 160 pounds. Torgeson returned the favor this year as a graduate, spending about 3 weeks on the mat training his old partner. Sorensen steadily improved, but never imagined that the winner's podium would be a part of his future.
Felt really good. I never even thought at the beginning of the season that I'd be standing up there.
Sorensen's season could not have better bookends. Both involved Brian Carrillo, a wrestler out of Cordova.
Yeah, he was my first loss of the season at the ACS tournament up north, and I was in the semifinals with him. He was the number two seed, and he pinned me in a head and arm.
Sorensen would meet Carrillo again in the finals of the state tournament in Nikiski, but the hours of training with Torgeson came into play, along with the humbling pin at ACS.
He tried the same move in the finals at state, and it didn't work the second time.
Sitka took fifth place overall in state, the highest finish in Coach John Hedden's memory. Four other Sitka wrestlers all placed. Darren Davis was third at 103. Chris Clement was sixth at 119. Will Patrick placed second at 125, and Max Hansen sixth at 140. Hedden says Davis, a sophomore, was competitive with the state's top wrestlers in his class this year, losing a close match in the semifinals. Patrick went down in what Hedden calls a technical duel to his rival Jesse Rogers at Mount Edgecombe.
And Will lost in double overtime with a match score of 2-1. Will scored one escape, and Jesse scored two escapes in the match.
This was par for the course for Patrick and Rogers, who met several times over the course of the season. Rogers has no trouble pulling up the match scores.
I wrestled him once in the duels, once in Petersburg, and once in Metcalfe. They were all 3-1, 3-1, and 9-3.
The Mount Edgecombe senior won the state championship at 125 this year. Last season, he took the title at 119. His brother, Matt Rogers, was the champion at 152. The twins stayed home last year in Dillingham and helped that team to a state championship. Back at Mount Edgecombe for their senior season, the Rogers brothers knew that they would be meeting hometown friends as opponents. A week before state, Matt did not seem too bothered by the idea.
I've gotten pretty used to it, so it's not too bad anymore.
Matt Rogers ended up facing former Dillingham teammate Reed Tennyson in the finals. Rogers won, becoming only the second undefeated wrestler in Mount Edgecombe history. He was named the state tournament's outstanding wrestler.
We knew that they would do well. Both Matthew and Jesse, their work ethic is phenomenal.
Carl Blackhurst is co-athletic director at Mount Edgecombe.
They go to wrestling practice, and then I'm in doing my basketball practice, and they're both in there running laps and running stairs, and they're in there every morning working out. And so those guys, they really deserve it. You know, when you see a kid like that get on the podium, you feel good about it because they definitely earned it.
Blackhurst has similar praise for Jalen Prince, a Mount Edgecombe junior from Kotlik. Prince, in his second year of wrestling, has taken his second heavyweight title. Prince is not particularly large, nowhere near the 285-pound heavyweight classification. Blackhurst says Prince is fast, strong, and coachable, and a pretty cool customer.
That's what it takes at the state tournament. You know, you need that cool, calm, collected. He doesn't try to do anything over the top and just handles business.
Because his state title last year at heavyweight was a surprise, Prince spent this season as the man to beat. As advertised, Prince didn't mind the added pressure.
It's not really a new place for me. It's my second year going after that state title, and I believe I'll do good if I work hard.
The Rogers twins and Prince are the 7th, 8th, and 9th wrestling champions in Mount Edgecombe's history. Prince is the first athlete to win the same title twice at the school. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.